brothers and sisters in Christ. So you have proof that Jesus loves us. He said it right there in the gospel, didn't he? I also love you. We have no doubt that he loves us. We know it, that he showed us it in such a powerful way by dying for us on the cross. And he calls us to remain in his love. Stay there in my love. Don't let any other loves pull you away, distract you. My love is for you. And so how do we stay in his love? How do we remain in his love? Jesus tells us by keeping his commandments, doing what he asks us to do, following his will. He will not deceive us if we stay faithful to his commandments. So the difficulty of knowing what his commandments are and making sure that we're following him, not just something that we conjure up ourselves or think that we should do, but that we're actually following the commandments that he has given us to do. And we can see how difficult that work is to make sure that we're following the right path. And this is why he gave us the apostles. We see that in the Acts of the Apostles today, how they're combing through the facts of what Christ taught us and even brought up Moses. Too bad we couldn't have a selfie in those days. Did you see all the guys in the room there? It was there was Peter, of course, and Paul, and Barnabas, and James. At least we're all there. I mean, can you see them taking a picture together? All those guys, those are our guys. Those are our guys meeting together. They're all in one room together. Can you imagine that? Discussing it, discussing what it was that Jesus taught us, and then coming up with the correct decision about circumcision. A very serious question, especially as they're trying to unite the Jewish people, who Jesus truly was a Jew, and all the Gentiles. Major clash there, and yet the apostles, guided by the Holy Spirit, are giving us Jesus' right commandments. You don't have to be circumcised. It's amazing. And Peter spoke it. He said it out loud. And so when Peter's voice resounds, we have that true teaching from the Holy Spirit, from Christ himself. Jesus said, pray to the Holy Spirit and he will come and he reveal all these things to you. So we spend these last days of Easter especially longing for the Holy Spirit to guide our hearts so we can continue to have that right teaching, to follow those commandments correctly. Today we celebrate one of the greatest gifts that God has ever given to us since the apostles, and that is St. Athanasius. Do you know anything that St. Athanasius wrote? Do you have any of his quotes memorized? You all do, even though you don't know it. In that opening prayer, he was a defender of God's divinity, of Jesus's, specifically of Jesus's divinity, because there was some question about that, whether or not Jesus was divine. And so St. Athanasius, after having taken the apostles' words deep into his heart and reflecting with all of his other brother bishops, defined at the Council of Nicaea that he indeed was God. And so what do we say? Do you guys have Athanasius's? You say it with me, what Athanasius wrote. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. See, you have an Athanasius quote right in your hearts, and you didn't even know it. We know that's true, that our Lord revealed that to us, because St. Athanasius wrote that for the Council Fathers. And so let's continue to thank God for that true teaching, that we know his commandments, that Jesus is truly both God and man, and it is that commandment, his words that we get to actually consume in the Eucharist. So let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord on this feast of St. Athanasius. He is truly present to us.